UConn Quest leaders have embarked on the race's second half. The top five mushers, Brent Sass, Alan Moore, Hugh Neff, Matt Hall, and Ed Hopkins, set off overnight and this morning. Things haven't gone as well for Quest veteran Hank DeBrune, who became the second musher to scratch so far in this year's race. Every musher's race hinges on their dogs. And as KUAC's Molly Redig reports, they make the most of the break at Dawson to prepare their teams for the second half run to Whitehorse.
Snowdrifts, ice melt, and gold mines are just a few things mushers have to look out for in the second half of the UConn Quest. The warm weather has caused some of the glaciated hillsides to melt onto the trail. Alan Moore said he was hoping to get through before it gets too bad.
Right now they're holding, but it's any day they could just, and then you start getting wet, swimming wet.
The frontrunners say Dawson City is where the race actually begins. Now it's all about what they have left.
It's how you've taken care of your dogs up to this point, and then what you have left, then you can really decide how far, how much rest, all that.
The former UConn Quest champion left Dawson shortly after Sass, in exactly the same position as he was 2 years ago.
I was 2 hours behind, and I caught up, so hopefully the same will happen.
Rest was the name of the game on Thursday. After crossing the Canadian border and making it halfway through the 1,000-mile race, mushers took a 36-hour layover in the small Klondike town. Brent Sass was using a huge ladle to scoop stew into dog bowls. It's a high-calorie mixture of beef, kibble, and water. Carbon, a black husky, kicked his bowl over and ate his food off the snow.
Oh, this is a good deal. Want a little more? Eat some more. How about you? It's good for you.
Sass was happy to see them scarf down the meal after fighting the stomach flu since the beginning of the race. He said the break in Dawson is all about food and sleep.
Feeding them every about 6 hours rubbing them down and then letting them be and letting them rest.
Each dog got a personal back scratch after dinner.
They did a good job. I'm really proud of them.
Mushers packed in as much sleep as they could, too. After staying awake all week and mushing through the night, Sass slept through about half his time in Dawson. Meanwhile, his handlers helped take care of the dogs. Dawson is the first spot on the trail where they can actually help out. Nicole Bailey is a handler for Hugh Neff and also his girlfriend. When his team arrived in Dawson, she grabbed hot chunks of chicken from a bucket and tossed them to the dogs. She had already set up a tent across the Yukon River, where 22 campsites were nestled in the woods. On Thursday, dogs slept under pitched blue tarps filled with straw. Handlers were in charge of keeping them comfortable.
We deal with injuries and stuff like that, make sure that they have wrist wraps on any wrists that show any signs of soreness, and look at all their feet, make sure that's okay.
After going for a walk, the dogs milled around the campground, eating chunks of frozen king salmon. Bailey said the mushers also get pampered in Dawson.
Same thing we do for the dogs. We feed them and walk them around a little bit. And
the first seven mushers trickled into town on Thursday to catch up on dogs, weather, and stories from the trail. Torsten Connert, a Quest veteran from Sweden, had an exciting one. As he was running down to the 40-mile river in the dark, all of a sudden he felt the dogs accelerate. He looked up and saw a bull moose.
Charged right at us, head down, flipped the ears back and charged at the dog, so it just hit the brakes and started yelling at him and waving, and so he went by the whole team by a foot.
Then he charged the sled. At the last minute, the moose veered away.
I could just touch him with my finger if I want to, so it was a good wake up, yeah.
While the leaders were taking their second nap, other mushers were just arriving in Dawson City. Yuka Honda came in Thursday afternoon after a day of heavy snow. Her parka and face mask were covered in white fluff. She looked tired after fighting through knee-deep snow on the top of the World Highway.
Wow. Too much, drifted snow, eh? Yeah, that's not fun.
Dawson City was coated in fresh snow Thursday night. As the race heads south, the snowpack slowly diminishes on the way to Whitehorse. On the UConn Quest Trail in Dawson, I'm Molly Redig.